The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 3rd of August. And we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be here from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 3 to 6, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. And right now, she's with us, and she's up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
You got some beautiful sunshine up where you are?
Sunshine, big white puffy clouds, and blue skies. All good.
Yep, that's what we have down here as well. We're looking forward to a very, very nice day. And I know people are looking forward to seeing you when you get here at 3 o'clock. But I know we have some great information to share with them up until that point. And I think that the important thing that we do here on the show, Janet, every week, is to give people the opportunity to learn more about how they can improve health. And you are a big believer in that. You've been doing it for many years. And you've trained and helped counsel people, thousands of people, over those years to improve their health and maintain good health and live a long, healthy life. And I think as more people listen to the show and more people understand the benefits of using the proper supplementation and the proper vitamins, they can achieve those same kind of results that you've been able to achieve over the many years that you've been counseling people. Where would you like to start today?
Okay, I'm going to leave it up to you because this is a show that's essentially wide open today. And so I'm thinking this could be kind of along the lines of Stump the Nutritionist Day.
All right, I know you like those days.
I do.
In the past, you've done extremely well. I don't think I've been able to stump you yet, but I'm going to keep trying.
All right.
Because I think the people appreciate that, and I think the people understand the importance of not only what they may be facing themselves, but they may have friends or relatives that could be facing some of the things that we talk about on a weekly basis here on the show. So let me first start with, I think, one of the most common issues that women are faced with, and I should say mostly women, but men are faced with similar situations, and that's with urinary tract infections.
Okay, interesting subject to start with, because I was doing some counseling yesterday at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and one of the people that I was speaking with was a gentleman, and he had recurring urinary tract infections. And so here, this went a little bit wide of that very focused point, urinary tract infection. Okay, number one, some of the symptoms. The symptoms could be urgency, burning, frequency, feeling like you need to continue to urinate, but there is no more urine. So those are some of the symptoms. It can be extremely painful, and certainly people need to really get right to a point where they're going to address it, to get rid of that infection. Because if you don't address the infection, it has the potential to spread up the ureter into the kidneys, and then you have a kidney infection, and the pain from a kidney infection is devastating. So extremely important to understand the things that are going to minimize the possibility of your urinary tract infection spreading, changing the chemistry in your bladder so that there is scarring on bladder tissue. So an issue that requires immediate attention. And when you see your physician about it, The recommendation is usually Cipro, a Cipro prescription. Cipro being a very effective antibiotic, and it is known to be specifically effective against the bacteria that create urinary tract infections. There are some negatives associated with the use of Cipro, and they came to light years ago when it was kind of noted in the media that Cipro was the antibiotic that worked against anthrax, and that it was the only antibiotic that worked against anthrax. But the truth of the matter is a whole array of different antibiotics will work on that particular bacteria. But Cipro is very well known for UTIs, overcoming the UTIs. So, unfortunately, using Cipro has a negative impact months after you've finished using the prescription on soft tissue around the joints, ligaments and tendons. And when people experience those problems, because it is so far separated from their use of Cipro, they don't necessarily connect it. So if you've ever heard the phrase, a blown Achilles tendon, that is one of the potential damages associated with the use of Cipro. But it is extremely effective about getting rid of a urinary tract infection. Okay, what are some of the risks? Hormone imbalances. When you have, for women, an imbalance with regard to estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, adrenal and thyroid hormones, if your body temperature is low, you are at greater risk of developing a urinary tract infection. Aging women past the age of menopause, there tends to be changes and potential inflammation in the urinary tract, possibly very specifically connected to the hormone changes, possibly connected to other changes in that tissue. So that's a risk category. And if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, if you are taking those diabetic medications, if you're addressing blood sugar issues, but you are using artificial sweeteners, those artificial sweeteners being Splenda or sucralose equal aspartame or sweetenlow saccharin. Any of those three types of artificial sweeteners tend to be potentially complicating factors. They have no calories, but they still change your blood sugar chemistry. So for individuals who have been diagnosed with diabetes, it's very important to keep your blood sugar under control and to be aware that you are at greater risk for a urinary tract infection. Okay, what are we going to do about it? As I mentioned, antibiotics are very effective, but you might be dealing with recurring, that you take the antibiotics, as soon as you come off the antibiotics, that UTI comes back. So my suggestion is, in addition or possibly to use as a preventive, you want to change the chemistry of the tissue and in your urinary tract and the chemistry of your urine. How do you do that? Cranberry. And so people might run out and buy a bottle of cranberry juice. No, that's so full of sugar. And unfortunately, that sugar has the potential to make the urinary tract infection worse. We do have at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center cranberry concentrate. So cranberry being an extremely tart fruit, it isn't necessarily really pleasant to take. But you can take the cranberry concentrate, mix it in a little bit of water. You could mix it in a little bit of really good tasting herb teas and be drinking that. You could be doing that as a diabetic because the sugar content in the cranberry concentrate is minimal. And with the herb teas, there's no sugar, no caffeine. An even better suggestion that's so efficient is Solaray Cranactin. Solaray Cranactin is an intense concentrated cranberry extract, and it is so concentrated it is dramatically effective at changing the chemistry of your urine so that bacteria do not proliferate. If you have a very active urinary tract infection, you want to know about D-mannose, and that might sound like contradictory advice. And ose would be a sugar, denoting a sugar molecule. And as a diabetic, you need to stay away from those sugars. However, the D-mannose is a therapeutic approach to overcoming the proliferation of bacteria in the urinary tract. And Solaray has a beautiful combination of high dose cranberry concentrate with D-mannose. Jarrow Formulas has D-mannose. So for very specific information based on what your urinary tract history might be, come on in and talk to me, because the information would be very specific on an individual level.
Janet, I have one important question, which I think is important, and that is, how do people, women and men both, get a urinary tract infection?
Okay. Inflammation, it's very common with, I tell people we're going to be very good friends when we're talking about urinary tract infection, because it is involved with sex and the inflammation, the response that an individual might have with regard to sex. So one of the suggestions is you want to make sure that you urinate before and you urinate after.
All right. Would that be the prime reason somebody would get it?
I think the prime reason that somebody would get it is, number one, diabetes or blood sugar instability, and number two, hormone imbalances, and then the sex would be, those would be the top three.
All right. We haven't got to my next stump the question, which would have to do with hormone balancing. But maybe we could save that, because I would like to wrap up the issue with UTIs and move on to another subject, which I think would be of great interest to our listening audience. But I do want to remind them that this is the Friday show for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and you're listening to Janet Cimarelli, who will be here today from 3 to 6, tomorrow Saturday from 1:30 to 5:30. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Janet, so we can move on after the intermission.
Okay, so to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed nutrition counselor, and I'm available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center. With me this morning, Mr. Al Foreman, who is right now at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we'll both be right back after these messages. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, August 3rd, and you're listening to Janet Cimarelli and I discuss a couple of issues that concern many of our listeners, and I think the majority of our listeners are probably in the age bracket of somewhere between 40 and 120. That's my guess, my estimate. And we try to give you the best information possible to help you live a long, healthy life with the use of many of the supplements and supplementations that are found here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I know there are times that you like to prescribe pharmaceuticals, Janet, as do most doctors, and I think there's probably a need for it, as you pointed out with the Cipro, in trying to kill a UTI. One of the most common problems that people are faced with when they come in here looking for a solution is something called acid reflux or gastroreflux. Doctors may call it different names, and their first choice is always the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors. I know you've had a lot of experience with this issue as well, Janet, and I know that the issue of hormone balancing will come later on in the show. But if we can tackle the reflux, I think it would solve a lot of people's problems when they don't feel good and they're burping or causing gastric distress in their bodies.
Okay, so before I get to the acid reflux, you mentioned that our customers probably range in age from 40 to 120. Well, I want to address that 120, and I'm going to say I see kids and Save a Lot all the time, and they've got allergies, they've got digestive issues, they've got sleep issues, they don't feel so good. So we have the entire age range. So I just want to mention that there's an article in the magazine I have in front of me, and it says no limit to longevity, and that the average life expectancy around the world has more than doubled since 1900. And that is improvements in sanitation, healthcare, and in the food supply. And that studies are suggesting that it's only a handful of people with enhanced genetic backgrounds that will live beyond 115, and that the eldest person documented ever in the world died at 122. But there is a new study that showed that human longevity may be slowly increasing, and that after the age of 65, the probability of death doubles each year. The mortality rate begins to decelerate at 80 and seems to plateau at 105. So a 50-50 chance of dying in any given year. But they're saying that cell division slows after 100, so you don't have as great a likelihood of developing cancer. And the more people who make it to 105, more likely will be making it to 115. That's pretty astonishing information. And so when you think about all of the reasons why you shop at Save-A-Lot for the array of products that are available, I have seen the impact that being very focused on a high-quality nutrition pathway, people don't experience those symptoms of aging, and they don't project those symptoms of aging. They're spry, their joints work very well, their skin looks good, their minds are sharp, and taking care of yourself is putting you on the right road to that longevity. Okay, now into reflux. It's so common. And I was discussing the risk of UTIs when someone is diabetic. When you're diabetic, the risk of acid reflux, bloating, indigestion, a poor taste in your mouth, those kinds of things, very common for people who are not focused on keeping their blood sugar balanced. So that's one of the risk factors. The other is choosing poor quality foods. And it's very interesting because when you go into the grocery store, the choices available in packages, start reading the small print, the list that says ingredients. And you might have the main food nutrient ingredients kind of close to the top of the list, but you could have modified cornstarch. You could have artificial colors. You could have emulsifiers. You can have MSG, and the MSG we know is not good for our brains, but it can be disguised in that list of ingredients in a variety of ways. Natural flavors, flavor enhancers, those kinds of things. So when you start reading this incredibly long list of chemical components that are in that prepared food package, that isn't for you if you have digestive issues. And it could be bloating, it could be reflux, whatever. And okay, so proton pump inhibitors tend to be the recommendation that the doctors give. And what is it doing? It is interfering with the natural processes involved in digesting, metabolizing, and assimilating your food. You don't necessarily want to do that. It is very effective in most cases at relieving the symptoms. But when you relieve the symptoms and the problem continues to occur, what are you setting yourself up for? You're setting yourself up for continued degeneration of your digestive problem. So what might have started as, a little bit of indigestion, a little bit of acidity, possibly after a heavy meal, continues to progress until you're at a point where even taking a sip of water makes your digestion rebound with some unpleasant symptoms. So where do you start? If it's just a tiny little problem and you need a little bit of support, the combination that I recommend is Janet's Best Jest, a comprehensive digestive enzyme, but not a very, it isn't meant for extremely bad digestive symptoms. It's the beginnings of digestive problems. And I combine that with aloe vera. And when you use a little bit of George's aloe vera and Janet's Best Jest, you begin to soothe your digestive system. You enhance the way it is meant to work. And then if someone has a more significant digestive problem, certainly you want to think about Gyrozymes Plus, a little bit stronger digestive enzyme. And then when you really need therapeutic attention to your digestive system, you can think about Enzymedica products, the array of Enzymedica products. They will provide the support for digesting all of your food, your proteins, carbohydrates, fibers, and fats. And they also provide products that are going to soothe your digestive system. And as the basis for all of those, that array, from the most gentle digestive enzyme to the midpoint and then to the stronger digestive enzymes that are available, using the George's aloe vera, and people say, well, aloe vera, I've tried that before, and it tastes terrible, and I gag when I get near aloe vera. Give a try to the George's aloe vera, because, oh, my goodness, it is therapeutic without being terrible tasting. And in addition, try to keep a food diary. That might give you a little bit of insight into what foods are particularly difficult for your digestive system to handle. And then the other aspect of this is know your blood type and come on in and see me and find out the foods that you should be avoiding based on your blood type. I have seen so many issues clear up when people understand that they are overdoing certain foods that their digestive system just can't handle.
Well, I think those are all great points, Janet, and I think that you've offered the consumers listening to the show a wide variety of options that they can be using. And when people tend to get rid of their reflux or feel better, you recommended they should continue using digestive enzymes on a regular basis. How about the probiotic issue as well?
Okay, so when you don't address a problem with your upper digestive tract, it tends to make a comprehensive problem upper and lower digestive tract. Certainly, people are very well aware these days about using a probiotic when they have been prescribed an antibiotic, and I should remind people, you take it at the same time that in the same day that you are taking the antibiotic, but you take it at least 2 to 4 hours away from your antibiotic dose. And when you're dealing with digestive discomfort and using digestive enzymes, it is very supportive to have a healthy entire digestive tract, and that's what the probiotics are going to do. The probiotics are going to give you the correct chemistry in your small intestine and in your colon. Not only are they going to give you relief and assurance that your digestive system is working correctly, it is a support to how your immune system is going to respond. So people who have skin issues, allergies, and inflammation, that kind of thing, using a high-quality probiotic is excellent. And again, here you have the array of products. If you just want to prevent anything, you don't have any symptoms now, but you don't want to move into an area where you're manifesting some symptoms, again, Janet's Best Biotic. It's a very balanced approach to maintaining digestive wellness. If you want something more therapeutic, one of the recommendations that I make is Solaray Microbiome. They have a formula for men, a formula for women, a therapeutic formula, and a formula that's a combination of both probiotics and prebiotics. So you're providing to your lower digestive system everything that it needs in order to support the growth and replication of the probiotics. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am joined by Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in 2 easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, Koji Berry Magnesine, Lychee in 2 easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in 2 capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, August 3rd, and you're listening to Jenna Cimarelli and myself discuss some of the issues that people come into Save-A-Lot looking for answers. And we try to provide the best possible solutions to their questions with some very, very solid factual information. And we've been discussing a couple of issues right now. We were discussing UTIs, and we were discussing reflux. Before we move on to the next issue of hormonal balance, Janet, what is your feelings about drinking the proper amount of water when people are experiencing both UTIs and reflux?
Okay, that's an interesting double-sided coin there. Okay. What I tell people is certainly you want to drink the greatest amount of water on arising. Why on arising? Because during sleep, you are doing a detox, so to speak. You are getting rid of old, worn-out cells, any kind of waste material that might have been building up in any tissue throughout the body, including your brain, that is meant to be eliminated in the morning. And so I tell people 20 to 30 ounces, room temperature, even better if you put some lemon juice in it. Very important first thing in the morning. And so if you get yourself to 30 ounces, excellent, like in before 10 or 11 in the morning, you're assisting that elimination aspect. And then if you're doing another 30 ounces, maybe 8 ounces every hour up until 3 or 4 in the afternoon, You've achieved your 60 ounces of water. And the other part of it, stopping by 3 o'clock in the afternoon with significant intake of water is really important so that you're not dealing with frequent trips to the restroom in the middle of the night. Now, here's the issue. Okay, if you have a urinary tract infection, in order to minimize the possibility that any bacteria are migrating up toward the kidneys, you want to be sure to be taking in a great deal of water. You want to be most attentive to that water. And if you're someone who is dealing with acid reflux, bloating, indigestion, just general digestive system discomfort, you don't want to be diluting your digestive enzymes. So around mealtimes, for sure, you want to minimize the intake of fluids. Where you take the copious amounts of fluids is in between meals, not when you are putting food into your stomach.
That's a very good point, and I think most people should adhere to that policy or rule because it's best for their comfort, and it will go a long way in helping them overcome some of these problems they experience with reflux and UTIs. Moving on, Janet, I just want to remind our listeners that you'll be here today from 3 to 6 and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. If people have any questions about what we spoke about today, or any other health issues they'd like to talk about, please feel free to stop down and see Janet. And it's first come, first served. There is no charge. And Janet will give you a considerable amount of time based upon what it is you're discussing. And it's best to bring any blood work with you so that Janet can evaluate it with you there and know exactly what's going on in your body. Moving on, hormonal balance seems to be another main issue that women come in for, more so than men. And I'm not sure if over the years you have experienced the same thing with more women than men when it comes to hormonal imbalances or getting hormonal balances.
I think the women are possibly focused on connecting their symptoms with hormones more so than the gentlemen. So both women and men are at risk of developing hormone imbalances. Number one, as we age, we know that, but based on our food supply. And more when you go into the grocery store, you see foods that animal source foods that say no hormones, never exposed to hormones. We don't inject our animals with hormones. Well, yes, indeed, you don't necessarily inject the animals with hormones, but the hormones may very well be present in the food. So they're telling you the truth. They aren't injecting the animals with hormones, but they may very well be exposing the animals to hormones in the food. So you want to be very careful with your dairy products. Okay, most of the dairy herds are no longer exposed to recombinant bovine hormones, but there may still be some dairy products that have a hormone contaminant content. It may be very, very small, but that small content might be sufficient to derange your own hormones. The other aspect of how hormone imbalance occurs, stress. Who knew? When you are under unremitting stress, what happens is that has an impact on your adrenal glands. The stress to the adrenal glands has an impact on your thyroid. The thyroid function is disturbed with unremitting stress, ultimately changing the levels of different forms of estrogen and ultimately potentially changing the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone ratio. And I mentioned the different forms of estrogen. There are estradiol, estriol, and estrone. And it's, in my view, important to test all three of those versions of estrogen for women when they're seeing their physician and getting set to do a blood test. You want the estradiol and estriol to be in the upper range of the normal range for your age category, and you want the estrone to be in the lower range of normal for your age category. And then, of course, you want the proper ratios. You want to see that you're kind of middle of the road with your testosterone and progesterone ratios. You want to see that the ratio is the important aspect of keeping your hormones aligned. And that can very much come along with the stress. The other hormone disruptor can be sugar. If you're taking in too many high sugar foods, and that includes fruit. And unfortunately, a lot of individuals are not so happy with me when we're talking about their diets, that fruit is not equal to a vegetable. So you want lots and lots and lots of vegetables in your daily routine and a little bit of fruit. And of course, the berries are the best choices. And if you're choosing strawberries, they must be organic. If you're choosing blueberries, they must be organic. Those two berries, unfortunately, have become more and more contaminated with pesticide residue. And the best way to be certain that you're not exposing yourself to that pesticide residue is choosing organic berries. So there are so many unfortunate threats to maintaining hormone balance. So some of the ways that you can support hormones, we have Unique E at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Unique E is a very basic hormone balancer. And, okay, people say, well, I look at the label. Looks the same as any other vitamin E. Why can't I take a less expensive vitamin E? It has been my experience that if your focus is hormone balance, Unique E performs at a more efficient level than other forms of vitamin E. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try some other vitamin E's. That would be fine, just so long as you're thinking of E for possibly your skin, your circulation, your heart. Those other choices would be fine. But if your focus is hormones, Unique E is my choice. And then consider things like borage oil, evening primrose oil, black currant seed oil. Those oils are, those herbal source oils are excellent, excellent hormone balancers.
Janet, when you mentioned the three different types of estrogen, and you're saying, I know you're at Dr. Slavin's office who does blood testing there, and when Dr. Slavin requests blood work from a woman patient, he requests the entire profile of hormones, right, which would include the testosterone, DHEA, the three different types of estrogen. Would there be anything else that people should be alert for if they don't use Dr. Slavin's facility for blood work?
They might have a little bit of a discussion with their physician, because sometimes the physician is reluctant to ask the insurance company to cover that extensive list of hormone ratios. I think that sex hormone binding globulin is pretty routinely suggested. The other would be aromatase enzyme. So those are two additional blood tests that will give you a pretty good insight into what's going on with hormones. For gentlemen, they might want to know about estrogen that is being converted, or rather testosterone that is being converted into estrogen, which the aromatase enzyme would give insight into that. There are certain forms of testosterone that would be important to investigate. So a slightly different array of choices for both men and women.
So when you analyze the blood work with the patient, whether it be a man or a woman, you're looking for these different, let's say, parts of the whole process of hormone balancing. Is that correct, Janet? So you want to make sure testosterone is there, the estrogens, the three different types of estrogen, the DHEA, and the other also points you mentioned about the aromatase. And at that particular point, we don't here at Save-A-Lot sell pharmaceuticals like testosterone, but we do have products that are made up from plant sources that could act in the body to either boost testosterone or boost estrogen. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so how do you determine, based upon the blood work? I'll leave you with the question, then we can get back to it when we come back.
Okay, sounds
how,
like...
How do you determine whether they should be using a pharmaceutical or a plant-derived testosterone or estrogen?
Oh, I have a good answer for that one. Okay, and that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me, Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll both be right back. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save a Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 3rd of August. And if you want to hear this show again, there are two ways you can hear it again. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it'll be replayed on the same station, 1470 AM. Or you can go to our website, which is www.savealotnutritioncenters.com, and go to the archive radio shows, and you can get all the information you need about this show and past shows that we've done over the years. I also want to remind our listeners that today, being the 3rd of August, we're 2 weeks away, Janet, from that special drawing where we're going to have as guest drawers Mr. Steve Kane and Brian Craig. They'll be in the store 2 weeks from today from 11 until 12:30, meeting people, speaking to people, and they'll be doing a drawing for three prizes. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate, good for anything here at Save-A-Lot, a $50 gift certificate for anything good here at Save-A-Lot, and we'll be drawing a $100 gift certificate, good for Tavolino's restaurant. So you definitely want to mark it on your calendar to be here on the 17th of August, which is 2 weeks from today, from 11 o'clock until 12:30, while Steve Kane and Brian Craig are here. And you do have to be present to win the $100 grand prize of Tavolino's $100 gift certificate. The 25 and the 50, if you're not here, we'll just call you, because when you fill out the raffle ticket, you're going to put your name and phone number, and the raffle tickets are available at customer service. You can come in every day and fill out a raffle to be entered for the drawing taking place 2 weeks from today on the 17th. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you, and we can go on with the issue of hormone balancing.
Okay. One blood test that I neglected to mention in the last segment is DHT, dihydrotestosterone, that if the level of DHT is high, it is an indication that possibly the testosterone is not necessarily working 100% as a testosterone balance maintenance, but rather it is being converted into a different form. And so the question was, where does someone make a decision about using natural supports to hormone balance, or actually going to prescription recommendation for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? And I think that is a very personal decision with the patient and their physician. My position is, if you have the beginnings of hormone disruption, if you have certain types of symptoms and you think it's because of hormone imbalances, come on in and bring a blood test with the hormone tests on it, and let's talk about the intensity of the symptoms. And if you can do some of the natural things, the unique E, Life Flow, progesterone, Estrocare, Testrocare, some of the herbal substances that are so supportive of hormone balance, maca in particular, the oils that I talked about, and we would take a look at your liver function because liver is very much associated with that. It might be that you are taking a cholesterol-lowering drug. The cholesterol-lowering drug is going to potentially interfere with hormone balance. Your hormones are made from cholesterol, so if there's an interruption with the production of cholesterol in your body, that may also influence the ability of your body to produce the hormones in a proper ratio. So there's a lot of little details involved in evaluating your hormone levels, the intensity of your symptoms. And here's my basic statement. There's no harm in using the natural substances to support your hormones. And if your symptoms persist to a level that they interfere with your daily functioning in life, that's when it's important to have the discussion with your physician with the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And you haven't wasted money or wasted time with using those natural supports because your prescription strength hormone replacement therapy will work even better because your tissues and glands have been primed, so to speak, to actually support hormone balance.
Janet, when you do evaluate and you recommend using what we have here at Save-A-Lot, what do you feel is the proper amount of time for people to be able to judge whether or not they've been of a benefit by using those supplementations? Or does it require going back in 3 months for another blood work workup on the different parts of the hormone balancing?
That's a personal choice. People can either go back in 3 months and have their hormones tested and make a determination about what their next step is based on those blood test results, or they can just evaluate the intensity of their symptoms. If their symptoms are minimized, maybe they're still present, but very minimal presence of those hormonal imbalance symptoms. And the truth, so it's a personal decision. And I'll just give you a little bit of an example why something might not necessarily change on blood work, but the symptoms improve. And I'll call it the sweet mystery of life. Some of the different products that I suggest and recommend specific use, I use a fraction of the recommended dose. And I have been told by different physicians that, well, if you're using that little, you're not making a physiological change. You're not changing hormone levels. And my response is the symptoms have minimized and there is, in my view, no longer a necessity for raising the hormones artificially or raising the hormones with prescription strength hormone replacement. And people will say, well, if you haven't change the hormone levels, is it possible that there are damaging issues still going on? That is a possibility. However, as we age, we're going to function with lower and lower hormone levels. And so I'm evaluating quality of function, not necessarily returning your hormone levels to that of, let's say, a 40-year-old.
Well, that's an interesting point because we go back to the top of the show, and you mentioned the fact that people are living longer than they have since the 1900s.
And double, more than double an increase. Amazing.
And I just wonder what part hormone balancing plays in people living to an older age.
It's incredibly important. The hormones are necessary for mood, brain function, joint function, digestion, mobility. I mean, the hormones are critically important across the board, but we don't necessarily have to maintain those hormones to levels necessary for fertility.
All right, because people are beyond the age of wanting to have kids.
Yes, it's very interesting. I think the actress's name is Bridget Nielsen, and she just gave birth to a baby at 53. And I think there are very few women out there at age 53 who really want to conceive and have a baby. But different strokes for different folks.
That is true. And the other important question I wanted to ask is, have you been seeing more younger women with hormonal imbalances than women that are, let's say, in their 60s, 70s, or 80s?
Absolutely. And the reason I point to is our contaminated food supply. And people might say, contaminated? Oh, no. But the truth of the matter is we're exposed to far too much sugar, far too many processed high starch carbs. Our food intake is incredibly out of balance, and that's what I mean by contaminated food supply. Also, the food supply is preserved, emulsified. It is certainly contaminated with pesticide residue unless you're choosing organic. So there's a lot of reasons that negatively impact our hormones with a typical American diet.
Well, I know over the years you've always expressed your opinion that the center of the food store, no matter where you shop, generally is not the best place to buy product. It's the fresh food areas like produce, dairy, meats, and if you can specify organic, to buy organic, you're a whole lot better off. But you want to stay away from the packaged foods that have been preserved or could be preserved for years. And that's, I think, one of the points you're bringing up as far as contaminated food supply.
And very important, send back your plastic straws. Recycle your plastic waste. It is endangering the health of our oceans, and ultimately fish are going to be made up of more plastic than fish protein. And to all of our listeners, you've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'll be at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center 3 to 6 today. And we will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Zimmerelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.